Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. What a view! In Deuteronomy 34, verse 1a, we read, "Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land." Flying at night on a commuter airline is especially revealing. Washington is a fairly large state, but when climbing to a relatively low altitude, the lights of Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia, Portland, Tri-Cities, Walla Walla, Yakima, Moses Lake, and Spokane are all clearly visible. What a view! What about those who are blind? I'm always in awe of the things that blind people can see without the aid of eyesight. Their perceptions are so keen that touch and sound enables them to see what sighted people may never see. What a view! Isaiah was given keen spiritual sight when he wrote in Isaiah 64, verse 4, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him." Now that is the view God wants us to see. In the times of frustration and disappointment in this life, we need to recognize that the greatest views in this life are nothing. God has given us a new life that is in him. We are new creations. We have been born again when we invite the Lord into our heart. What a view! May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.